Hello, everybody. Today I'm talking about a sort of overlay, an overlay to be used in decision making. It's a way, it's a process, it's an approach to make the best decisions with the most information. As somebody who specializes in aging and solo aging, there are plenty of topics, plenty of decisions coming our way. There's a lot to learn, and a lot will happen to us before all is said and done, so we'd be well served if we got good at making decisions. Well, I love to live inside of decisions. Inside decision making lives two things. Two things I think most people want: discovery and power. First, discovery. Finding out about and then considering all your options that are available to you in any given situation. Secondly, and every bit as important as power, it is smart to make decisions when you know all there is to know. It makes for a better outcome. It's sort of like an eyes wide open idea. And we don't want to pull the trigger on the decision until we're ready. So discovery is first, before any decision making. As we age, we will be exploring and revisiting lots of topics. There's decisions ahead of most of us. There'll be lots of topics like healthcare and faith and financial stuff and housing. Topics are fine, but I like to operate inside the decision making, be in the weave of information coming in and sussing out what seems right for me or for you. There'll always be decisions, some pressing, some longer term or planning. My jam, my joy, is focusing on how to think, how to begin to see and sort that which swirls around in our heads, learning what our options may be and weighing them, arriving at a comfortable decision or the best decision or best fit. For example, let's try this overlay, this approach, on the subject of housing today. Now, I'm not going to teach about the different kinds of housing options available to us in this segment. Rather, we can use housing as one example and walk through the approach with the thinking and deciding through discovery and into power. Now, my hunch is, at some point, we'll all be noodling about where we live. Are we in the right, our forever place right now? Or might there be changes ahead? Now, I'm here to tell you that the old should I stay or should I go question can be a lot more fun than daunting, because inside the pondering are the learning and the choices. The discovery and considering, the trying on of options, can make us feel more in command. After all, this is us, and we have choices. In fact, we're more likely to have choices if we do this pondering right now, as opposed to when in a crisis or fast change that limits our options. Not only can we enjoy the power of now, we can relish in more choices and the contentment that will come by simply being more knowledgeable. If you like to learn, if you value strategy or becoming savvy, then discovery is a major part of the fun. I am betting that you've already been engaged in this kind of activity in the past. In our lives, there are times that we found ourselves in evaluation of what we wanted or needed. I wish to zero in on those times for a bit. Those times that preceded decisions. The times that gave us pause, during which we took stock, evaluated, and considered our options. Now, as a kid, one of my evaluations was really simple. Like, how am I going to spend my hard-earned allowance? Or maybe I had just gotten a $5 windfall, a gift from a distant aunt. Those were big decisions back in the day. As adults, I'm sure we've all evaluated big ticket items like a car, tuition, or a vacation, something that would take a substantial chunk of our budget. One such big ticket item has been, where are we going to live? Questions like, can I afford it? Is it right for my lifestyle? Close to my job? House of worship? Best friends? Relatives? Were some of our normal considerations. But at this stage in our lives, and I'm talking to you 55 plus or thereabouts, some of us have more plus on the 55. At this stage of our lives, when we are wiser because of having lived and learned, my guess is we're likely better at all this evaluation relative to housing. You see, we've evolved. Just as we may have gone from a child wondering what bed or room we'd get or what side of the camp tent or dorm room we'd be assigned, maybe to apartments that were just so cool, we've moved on into adulthood now. We've learned from and carried with us those housing decisions and outcomes. They're now lessons. Each of those decisions have simply been made differently as our lives progressed, as we had different factors to consider. So as we age, we will likely revisit our own housing. We do, and we must, sort differently now. However, one thing remains the same. A housing decision should always include our unique factors. We're all dealing with our wants and our needs, but we got more experience to help us. Some of us may find ourselves in medical situations where we must move quickly. We're revisiting change and our circumstances, but whatever the motivation is, we are quite likely better at doing it. I think the questions may change along with the answers too, and the good news is that now we can better entertain them and get closer to a good answer, a good fit. Many of us have not moved in quite some time. We're settled. For me, my intentions once were to move into a place just for a short time, and then 16 and a half years went by. Plenty of the clients that I work with have been in their places 30 or more years. They're reminiscing about the fact that, you know, we raised our three kids here. Their first consideration to even warm up to the idea of moving might be an admission like, well, it is a lot to clean, or heat, and man, I have got a lot of stuff. Now, some of those folks will comment, well, the future's so uncertain, they don't know how things are going to go. And those things are the same things that anybody would deal with, sometimes with a murky view, but don't let unknowns spook you. We simply adjust the factors, maybe widen the scope. Those unknowns, could it be that nowadays we are more wary of the unknowns? Let me point out that wariness comes from wisdom too. We're protecting ourselves. Isn't that a good thing? I submit to you this idea. Wariness comes from wisdom. It's an advantage, not a reason to shrink back. Wisdom can well serve. We can look at ourselves and figure out if we're in the right fit where we are now in our current place. I am often one to open up that conversation with this query. Is your home serving you, or are you serving it? It's a yes or no question. Is your home serving you, or are you serving it? What I'm doing here is indicating that your home is a tool. It's intended to serve you. You are in charge. Now, if your home and your tool is starting to get the best of you, if that has flipped, then it may be time to consider other options. Here we are at the topic for decision, the old stay or go topic, for discovery first and then decisions. Perhaps we've begun to acknowledge that where we are is simply not sustainable for us. It's no longer the right place for us or for our future, and we need to look elsewhere. It's a clean slate, but it can seem such a big slate. Then let us remember that we've been here before with these moving decisions, right? And may I offer here that we have the benefit of wisdom and life experience. We have advantages. Perhaps when we were in our 20s, we didn't know or we didn't care so much about our housing. Maybe we were foolhardy or at least we were more carefree. You know, I moved 12 times during my undergrad studies. It was normal for me to bug out at the end of the semester. That was norm. I didn't know. I didn't care. It was a given, but we certainly didn't know how to make decisions like we do now. My mother told the story of our father renting their first apartment on their behalf, and she didn't find out until she got there that there was no kitchen sink. They washed dishes in the bathtub in their humble abode while Dad finished up his undergrad after World War II. There was somebody here was a little short in his discovery. Now, it's likely that when in our 30s, 40s, and 50s, we became aware of our housing needs. You know, what served and what suited? Was there a family or a budget that weighed in heavily? Had we in our past moved for work? Or now that's not such a big factor in the decision making. Can we afford more now or less? Do we need more or less space now? Well, let's enter into discovery. Let's enter that weave. Use the opportunity now to think and research and revisit. The deciding comes later, so put that aside for now. This is not a one-shot deal. It's not a one-and-done conversation with yourself or others that may be involved. There should be several conversations. This housing stuff begins with a bit of research, and then we factor in our wants and needs to find our fit. That's discovery. We can focus on ourselves, how we are physically or cognitively or financially. We can take a look at our mobility, our budgets, our timelines, all of that on our terms. And better now, while we have this power, while the decisions are ours, better now than if we find ourselves caught in a less than positive situation and our options may be fewer. Discovery is likely best performed if we talk it over with someone we trust or have conversations. That's conversations with an S, to gain insights with other people who may be in similar situations. The options and considerations are often what I and my clients talk about. I can offer education about the housing lay of the land and what that fit might look like, factoring in your unique considerations. And discovery, while exciting, is discovery, just that. No decisions, just learn for now. Your preferences will come forward in your own mind and from your own gut. That and solid information will guide your decisions. Personally, I get excited about the idea of making choices with my factors. I feel that power creeping in and the opportunity to impart another one of my favorite sayings. We can all have a say about how things will go and where we'll end up. Case in point, enjoy lots of conversations because through them, surety is gained. The whole discovery to decision thing can be much like a small child at the shore, a child who is learning to wade, navigating the waves as they come. Some you hop over. And then that becomes fun. You hop and you hop again. You're working on your timing and the ability to size up the waves that approach. Some seem kind of harmless, so little though, that you decide to just let them roll over you. Just let them come and go around you. And you enjoy watching and feeling the waves as they circle around you. Now there's going to be some waves from which we run, and we've become wise enough to know that. But we remain in there. We're waiting and deciding, hopping and smiling based on the wisdom gained. It not only got easier, it became fun. And after a while, you literally have your sea legs waiting and discovering and then deciding based upon the wisdom that you've gained. So let's stick a toe in the water with discovery. The best decisions will soon follow. Before I leave you today, I have a little announcement of change. I'm transitioning my services to offer single consultations. Previously, folks had to enter into an agreement with me and make a modest down payment and launch into services. I would lower my rate after a certain number of hours if the clientele choose to continue with me. You know what? I think that some folks don't want long. They may not want or need long or ongoing commitments or messy invoicing. Let's fix that. I think there's some folks who just want and need and are deserving of a single consultation to gain a loose assessment about their approach to a situation, or maybe have some dedicated Q&A time. Perhaps they wish to zero in on getting more information, education about one part of their journey, like housing or advanced directives. Now you can have sort of a Ask Nancy Anything power hour. Let's solve some problems. Gain clarity. Prioritize your actions for what's coming at you. You'll learn more about this change soon. And in a few weeks, you'll be seeing a new website. Thank you all very much for being a part of my community. It means the world to me. As always, I invite you to hit the reply button and let me know what's on your mind. Thanks, everybody.